has you on the line to tell us more about it. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Sophie. Thanks for having me on the program.
Not a problem. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Now, what is home for you?
The production or personally?
Personally, let's go with.
Well, I think what I grew up in Newcastle, and I left home at 18, and actually, since making this project in Newcastle, it's the first show that I've ever made there, and it's actually been a bit of a homecoming for me, and I realised through this process that home is people, home is the people that you love, and finding people, whether it's your family, your chosen family, your friends, that people who see you and love you for who you are, I realised for me that's the deepest experience of belonging and home. So that would be my personal definition.
And so from there, how did this production come to being? Were you feeling homesick or...?
No, so this production is an emerging artist development program as well as a performance. And we have explored the concept of home and what home is as a framework to look at many different definitions of home, such as your physical home, connection to place, country, but also looking at other definitions of home, such as the body, or a nation, or other people. And then we've also been exploring, well, what is the opposite of belonging? What are the things that threaten your sense of home, such as home? And some of the young actors speak to their experiences of racism or sexism or having to redefine their identity against people who might not accept them for who they are. And what's emerged is a complex picture of what it means to belong in Australia today from the perspective of 11 young people.
Yeah, and who are these young people that you kind of spoke to help inform this production?
Well, the actors, I'm the director, and the actors in the ensemble are 11 young artists from Newcastle, age 18 to 25, and I've been training them for the past 6 months as a part of Tantrum Youth Arts, Young Artist Development Program. I've been training them in ensemble theatre and devised performance making, and this project is the culmination of our training and development. So the performance is my concept of home is a part of this show, but actually more than my voice, you're actually hearing the voices and opinions and personal stories of the young actors in the show who've written all the material in the show themselves.
And what were some of the stories that came out that you were kind of surprised by?
One of our actresses actually suffers from an autoimmune disease, and she brought a very different perspective of what home is in through the body. She has a piece that speaks to the body as being your true home, and her experience of her body fighting against her and having to come to terms with that and overcome it and accept that as well. So that was a really interesting perspective. We also have another young actor called Roger Lee, who is a stand-up comedian and a performer, who's just moved from Newcastle to Sydney. And he's offering a very different voice into the group about his experience of racism growing up in Newcastle. And certainly his story is something that we don't hear enough in Newcastle. So, and his experience of feeling a connection to the motherland of his parents, which is Cambodia, but then also feeling a connection to Australia, but also feeling like an outsider as well, and wrestling with that sense of belonging here.
Yeah, it's interesting considering Australia is a country of immigrants, and yet we saddle, like, you know, there's like two legs in each country of where our parents came from versus where we live now.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he sort of, has a connection to his parents' motherland and also to Australia, and almost has a very complex relationship to belonging here. Or
me, you've rhymed it now. Now, so this production, it kind of weaves together poetry, songs, myths, as well as spoken word. How was it kind of like working with such different formats in one production?
My training is in ensemble theatre, but the form actually interweaves music and text and movement. That's kind of the background of my work. And the way that we weave all these pieces together is based more through the principle of like using rhythm and harmony and dissonance, whether that's physically or actually through music and sound design. So in a way, it makes complete sense for me to have all these very diverse influences in the form, in the piece. I'm lucky enough to be working with the Newcastle-based sound designer, Hugh Jones, who's just amazing, and he's on stage with the actors, live, mixing the sound design, and adding just a whole other element to what they're already bringing, which is great.
That's fantastic. Now, as you mentioned, this is a very Newcastle-based story, in a way, actually, or production. And you're performing this in Sydney at Pax Theatre in Erskineville.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there much difference between Newcastle and, like, big city Sydney that audiences will still resonate to, do you think?
I think so. I mean, I think some of the pieces do directly evoke, some of the poetry evokes the industry of Newcastle and the experience of Newcastle. One of the lines that one of the actors wrote is, this is Newcastle, a place where industry kisses the sea, a place where the custom is to show your pride by tearing it down. And, but beyond that, I think a lot of the pieces are actually quite universal in that they're personal human stories. And certainly, like, I've lived in both Newcastle and Sydney, and Pax Theatre was a place where I made my own performances. Yeah, I think it's, these guys are a little bit different, being from Newcastle, and some of them are from the Central Coast and England. But, yeah, I think it's a great thing for the audiences to hear from these young people. They're so super passionate and creative, and
stand.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. Well, at home, that sounds amazing. But Janie, thank you so much for joining us here on It2SER today.